By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. The FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the agency could authorize the vaccine today. The vaccination campaign kicked off early this week with the first vaccine approved in the U.S., developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are set to get their COVID-19 vaccines today. There was no immediate word from the White House on whether if President Trump will get the vaccine or not. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. It's a hurry-up-and-wait moment on Capitol Hill as congressional negotiators on a must-pass almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package struggle through a handful of remaining snags. All sides appear hopeful that the wrangling won't derail the legislation. The central elements of the hard-fought aid compromise appear in place, more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, $300 per week bonus, federal jobless benefits, and renewal of soon-to-expire state benefits, $600 direct payment to individuals, vaccine distribution funds, and money for renters, schools, and the Postal Service, and people needing food aid. President Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden voicing new alarm about a wide intrusion to computer services around the world, and Russia is suspected of being behind that. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote.